class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101, the Missing College Course. It is again Friday. I don't know about you, but I look forward to our time together on Friday. It gives me an opportunity to share. It gives me an opportunity to listen to your questions and your growth. And it also gives me an opportunity to link in with several minds that are linked in to higher purpose. Here at Spirituality, we are here for you. We are here to help you to grow your spirituality. We are here to bring information, to bring voices from the journey upon which we are attempting to travel. We are here to expose you to new perspectives, to invite you and to motivate you to stay on the path, whatever your path may be, and to journey to this full awakening and, of course, living a fully authentic and spiritual life. Today, we do not have a guest. I am in the teaching mode. And today, our topic is silence, sound, and the inner voice. This is a very powerful topic for me because on my own journey, it took several years, I think as many as three, before I really got to that place where I could trust the inner voice. And so today we will talk about how do you recognize the inner voice, and once you have found it, how do you nurture and strengthen it, and of course give the opportunity for outward expression. And if we are seeking to become balanced, if we are seeking to grow our spirituality, if we are seeking to live the fully awakened life and the fully spiritual life, and then, of course, getting to know that inner sound that is very peculiar for each and every one of us, and being able to relate to that sound and to be able to allow it to guide us on our spiritual journey becomes absolutely and critically important. Earlier on today, I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine who herself is journeying on the path of spirituality, and we engaged the topic of how vast this field of spirituality really is, and that while in our human state, we tend to select one topic at a time, and we get invested in one topic at a time, or we may be infinitely interested in a particular topic, a particular theory, one of the things that we have to really recognize is how vast the concept of spirituality is, and that it crosses over into the field of science, and we are beginning to learn more about that. Today we live in a noisy, busy world where silence, meditation, and solitude are certainly not 21st century words. Have you ever found yourself in a crisis? A place where it was infinitely necessary to take action to ensure your survival. However, standing in the moment, you may very well find yourself feeling totally helpless about what the next step should be, and there being a requirement, an utmost requirement, that action needs to be taken. And then you found yourself at this place where, drained of your usual flow of ideas, you heard a very clear, distinct voice from within that gave instructions which probably saved the day, saved the circumstances, saved your life. That's the inner voice that we're talking about today, the one that brings absolute, total clarity, the one that is accompanied by an absolutely blissful and very peaceful state when we hear it. We're not in a state of panic. We're not in a state of second guessing. We are absolutely calm. We are listening to it as though it is apart from ourselves, and there is the drive on the inside to follow the instructions. That's primarily what I'm talking about. That's the inner voice that I'm talking about today. It has a different tone from the self-critical voices that we carry that tend to be tied to our ego. The inner voice that I'm talking about brings priceless feedback from the subconscious and the superconsciousness levels. So how do we get past that stream, that inner stream of sound that we live with, most of us? Sometimes we have the critical voice on the inside, which is kind of rooted in self-doubt, that is rooted in second-guessing, that tends to take our attention to the negative. We need to understand that that is not the spiritual inner voice that we're talking about today, but rather that's information that comes from learned behavior, the adjustment of belief systems. And we can distinguish between the two voices because the one voice is critical. The one voice is you can't, based on the information that is filed in the mind. And the inner voice that I'm talking about peculiarly comes from a place of positivity. It comes from a place of action. It does not have a duality. When we hear it, it is perfectly clear. It comes forth with clarity, and it comes forth with a knowing deep on the inside that we need to take action on what we are hearing. Have you discovered your inner voice? Discovering the inner voice requires of us to engage spiritual practice. It requires of us to begin to trust the who we are from the inside out. It requires of us a knowing and a knowledge that we came here into this world with everything that we need to be successful and to fulfill our heart's desire locked within us. But however, we live in a world that is fashioned from reason and logic. Our education, our formal education in the world, has taught us that we should look to logic, we should look to the words of wisdom that come from those who walked before us, that we should engage that which has become normal in today's society. And we're educated that way. And for many, many years, we're exposed to that, you know. And I remember a spiritual teacher, a female spiritual teacher that I had, two more years than I care to remember. When I was leaving Guyana, South America, my native home, and I went to see her, and her advice to me was, you're going off into a far land where you will engage education, where you will be instructed by professors, and you will gain a whole wealth of knowledge that is outside of yourself. She says, but once they give you the degree or the certification that you're seeking, she says, I would advise you to take yourself to a body of water and sit silently. Get into this powerful thing called silence and ask your inner guide to help you to discard everything that is not necessary on your spiritual, on the level of your spiritual growth, and to integrate that which sits very well with your inner truth. And she advised me to do that 7 times, to take myself to the water 7 times and just sit there in silence, in absolute silence. And when I say silence, the fact that we stop speaking does not necessarily mean that we are in silence. Silence requires the stilling of the voice. Silence requires the stilling of the mind. Silence requires the stilling of our thoughts. Silence requires the stilling of our creativity or our imaginings, so that we allow ourselves to come into perfect stillness. And from that place, we can delve deep within and experience that original tone, the tonality of that voice, that inner voice that is intended to guide us along the way. So I found that my teacher's instructions have been very helpful to me and to many of my students along the way, that while we live in a world of logic and we must pursue via our education that which the world requires, when we begin this spiritual journey and we recognize the fact that we came equipped with our own truth, we came equipped with all the information and the knowledge on the inside that we need, then it becomes necessary to take to a divine level, to take to a universal level all that we have learned and request that what needs to be integrated should be integrated and what needs to be discarded can be discarded at a very spiritual level. What do we do in order to nurture this magical, mystic sound when it begins to rise? How do we nurture it? What kind of practices should we be considering? What kind of patterns should we develop in order to support it? Well, I want to say to you first, that magic word of trust is the first word that I would like to place in there. And when we find that we are walking on this planet with trust issues, and we are attempting to grow spiritually and to find our inner voice, the very first place we have to focus in that silence is developing levels of trust that will allow us to be able to trust that inner voice and discarding whatever happens to be in the way of that absolute trust of the inner voice. Don't go away. We will be right back on this fascinating subject of silence, sound, and the inner voice.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from my modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Journey into the realm of spirit, the source of all things. Master fear in these tumultuous times and learn ancient ways to abundant love and healing. Why Shamanism Now? A practical path to authenticity will awaken the unique genius within you. Host Christina Pratt challenges you to initiate your innate powers within to gain health, well-being, and joy through the practices of Last Mask Center for Shamanic Healing. Tune in each week to Why Shamanism Now, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network.
your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about silence, sound, and the inner voice. And we got to that place of asking the question, do you have trust issues? If you are interested in discovering your inner voice, nurturing it, and giving it voice and expression in the world, then one of the first places that we have to begin to examine within ourselves is, how well do we trust? In our relationships, and you've heard me say this before, our relationships provide perfect mirrors into which we can look and we can discover what it is that we need to be working on. And when we find ourselves in relationships where this issue of trust raises its head, then it's an indication that we need to do some inner work on trusting. Because until we can take our consciousness to a place of trusting, being able to trust the inner voice is going to be a little bit difficult. For example, when I was working with, you've heard me say I've had 7 serious spiritual teachers. And one of those teachers kept reminding me that I needed to go back and examine my trust issues that involved my parents. I had to go back and examine trust issues that involved my peers. I had to go back and examine my relationships with regards to friendships. And that the sum total of all that will help me to chart what my levels of trust are. What is your level of trust with the divinity that flows within you? Have you had any experiences that have helped you to be more trustful, more of the divinity that surrounds you and that is within you, and allowed you to perhaps bypass those aspects of life that we see mirrored in the faces and in the lives of those with whom we interact? Do you believe that there is a universal positiveness in the world? Do you believe that there is a God? Do you believe that at some level our lives have been perfectly orchestrated and there is the opportunity, just by being alive, of being able to engage whatever that plan is? Because the more you strengthen that belief system, however it expresses itself, it's the closer you will get to be able to trust that inner voice. I generally say to people, it is not so much the person in front of me that I am putting my absolute trust in, but rather, I'm trusting the God that I serve. I am trusting the goodness of the universe. I am trusting that there is a positive plan that has been laid out that I'm following consciously or unconsciously. And if this person happens to be standing in front of me or in my space, then it is clear that they bring an opportunity to help me on this journey of trust. And therefore, I find myself trusting in my belief or trusting in the knowing. I like the word knowing better than I do belief. Trusting in the knowing that the universe is infinitely good and that I can connect into that goodness if I so choose, and I can hold my focus into that goodness. And as a result, I have found that trusting the issues and the people around me becomes a less traumatic, because I am trusting in a a bigger and a much greater divine plan than what I'm experiencing. I hope that that makes sense. Trust is the foundation for love. If we are going to work with identifying and working with our inner voice, we are going to have to begin, first of all, by trusting. And then when we can trust, that becomes the foundation so that we can love ourselves. Until we can actually begin to love ourselves, trusting the inner voice is going to be a little bit difficult. When we are not in a loving relationship with ourselves, then we tend to get drawn to that judgmental voice that we carry. We get drawn to the voice of conscience that we carry. We get drawn to the voice on the inside that seeks to tell us we can't. So nurturing ourselves and committing to functioning at a place of self-love is one of those critical places that we have to pay attention if we are going to move towards identifying and working with our inner voice. Sound is very mystical, and in the last two sessions, we have talked a bit about the power of sound and the power of the combination of song that finds its way into well-orchestrated music presents us with a wonderful opportunity to kind of ingest or take into ourselves harmony and rhythm and perfect timing. Natural songs take us to that inner place that allows us to recognize and merge with the inner songs, the normal natural songs of nature that are also encoded inside of ourselves. Our inner voices are waiting to be heard, waiting for a signal that we have to send to them that we are ready to be in balance. We are ready to be in harmony. We are ready to move towards joy and happiness. We are ready for peacefulness. And so we have to begin to bring the life and the rhythm and the tonality in which we live into this place of perfect harmony. And the more we do that is the more we nurture or we encourage or we send signals to the inner voice. Hello, I am ready. I am ready. This is my goal, and therefore I am ready to hear what you have to say in terms of taking me there. How do we fall into our own rhythm? We've been talking about that a lot on this show. Get back into walking, get back into running or jogging and whatever it is that is comfortable for you, but get the body in motion and keep the body in motion. Very, very important if we are to get the inner voice to believe us that we are ready for all this wonderful positive information that it holds. We have got to begin to demonstrate that we are ready, and a big part of that demonstration is falling back into our natural rhythm. So begin to engage exercises that will allow you to take care of the stress in the body. There are simple exercises in the world that can help you to do that. Exercise plays a great, great, great role in allowing us to sweat and burn off the negativity that we engage on a daily basis. Sipping water allows us to flush the stress out of the body. Meditation and contemplation takes us into places as it leaves the stress behind and calms the mind, calms the spirit in readiness for the wonderful, divinely directed things of life. So begin to pay attention to taking care of the stress. It is very, very difficult for the inner voice to come through, the real inner voice to come through when we are stressed. If anything, when we are stressed is when we hear the I can't voice, when we hear the judgmental voice, and those voices that carry sometimes negative or limiting connotations. So taking care of the stress is very, very important. Spend quality time with yourself. We live in a world right now where we are reminded constantly that we have to spend quality time with our significant others. We have to spend quality time with our children. But I don't think we're emphasizing as much as we can that it is critically important that we spend quality time with ourselves. I like to spend time on the porch, particularly in the spring, in the summer, and in the fall, and just sit there quietly with myself and enjoy the sound of the birds, enjoy the beauty of the greenery around me, to pay attention to the garden. Walking in the garden brings this quality time for me that I'm spending with myself. And when I'm spending quality time with myself, I am tuned into the physical body. I'm tuned into what's flowing through the mind. I am giving myself a portion of my time. I am giving myself a portion of my love. So spending quality time with self is something sometimes that has to become learned behavior, because in this rat race world in which we live, we don't seem to think about spending time or giving time to ourselves or giving love to ourselves or nurturing ourselves as much as we can. And, you know, if you really think about it, it only really takes 15 minutes a day. If you take 15 minutes a day in which you totally focused on nourishing yourself, buy yourself a rose, place it on your desk, give yourself a massage, give yourself a mental massage, allow yourself to come into your spirit. These are wonderful ways in which we can learn to be with ourselves and we can throw out the trust issues. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
You need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy. MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org. What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
SkillsUSA,
on the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about silence, sound, and the inner voice. If you're out there listening to my voice and you have a question, or perhaps you'd like to share an experience that will better highlight something that I have said, please feel free to give us a call. Call-in number is 1-866-472-5795. Back to our topic, silent sound and the inner voice. How well do you listen? If we are attempting to discover that inner voice that is rooted in the depths of silence, then we have to develop some pretty powerful listening skills. And this is where silence plays a phenomenal role in helping us to get to that inner voice. The Quakers understand this very well. They understand the power of silence. They understand the rhythm of silence. They have formulated their worship times to include this notion of silence. I don't know how many of you listening to me have ever experienced a Quaker meeting. I find them very, very, very interesting, where the congregation, so to speak, gathers. There is no leader. There is no sermon. There is a gathering, and people sit in silence. It's a phenomenal thing to experience, and if you've never experienced it, I will encourage you to go out there and find a Quaker house and experience it. The whole congregation sits in silence. There is this silence, and it takes you collectively on the inside. And then if someone in the congregation feels that they have heard that inner voice and there is a message, then that person will stand and give the message and sit down, and you go back into silence. It's a very powerful thing. The very first time you experience it, it feels very strange because it's very different to your traditional worship services, where there is a sermon, there is a lot of talking, there is a lot of singing. But they have kind of formulated the whole notion of worship around this notion of listening, and to listen not only individually but collectively. And it is a very, very, very powerful experience. It's an experience also that you find in sweat lodges, where there is talk and there is singing, but there is also periods of silence. And in the periods of silence, one finds oneself going all the way on the inside. The more we sit in silence, this has been my experience. I have had teachings that have made me, or required of me, 4 hours a day of silence over a period of 3 years. And what that did for me was to allow me to really get into the whole inner landscape of my spirituality on the inside, and to become at first very aware of the myriad of thoughts that balance back and forth. But then I found that the longer that I sat in silence, is the more my attention was drawn away from the thoughts in the mind, and was drawn into a much at a much deeper level, where I was able to identify that inner voice. When we come to the inner voice, there is a tonality about it. There is a tone about it that is very unique. And when you hear it, when you experience it, you know it, because it is rooted in the gift and of peace. It is rooted in centeredness. It is rooted in groundedness. And when you hear the voice, there is no question about duality. There is no question about whether this is the right thing to do or not. But rather, it comes in those tones of peacefulness, those tones of harmony. So we need to examine our ability to listen at multiple levels. if you find that you are not as experienced in listening at multiple levels, then I would advise that you go out and engage, purchase, and listen to well-orchestrated music without lyrics. Because what that will do is allow your brain to practice, processing on multiple levels that is not rooted in the mind. Because whenever we expose the brain to well-orchestrated music with good timing and good harmony, the brain, being a processing center, it's a computer, it is forced to process everything at the many levels. Every note, every variation of a note, every pause between the notes. And incidentally, when we are looking for the inner voice really is trapped in between the notes that we are. The spirit is a collection of light that is expressed in sound, the notes of the universe, and in between those notes is where the inner voice resides. It's the place where the real truth of who we are, what we know, what we've come to know, it is where that resides. So this is why when you hear the inner voice, it comes with clarity, it comes with authority, it comes with reverence. And so we have got to take our ourselves to places of the more we are in places that resonate with harmony, the more we are in places that resonate with tonality that is well balanced, the more we are in places that is balanced by perfect timing, it's the more we're sending signals to the inner voice that says, hello, I am doing all I can from the outside to take me there. This is my signal to you that I'm ready to work with you at many, many levels. So what is the level of your listening skills, your inner, outer listening skills? When we learn to listen on the outside very well, when we learn to listen to nature very well, then we take those skills that we have learned on the inside and we learn how to listen in the depth of the silence. The word practice should become a big part of your journey if you are interested in getting in touch with that inner voice and working with it, because it is going to take practice. You know, sometimes we hear the notion that practice makes perfect. That's not necessarily always true. Practice creates habits, and those habits may be perfect or they may not. And a lot of time when we begin this thing of practice, some of the time what we have to do first of all is disengage and throw off the distractions that we walk with. To the extent to which we are distracted, when we begin to enter into silence and work with meditation, etc., we begin that process of bypassing the distraction, getting past the distraction so we can get into the inner tonality of who we really are. So work on those listening skills, those inner, outer listening skills. And then begin to engage simple practices that will help you to grow spiritually, that will help you to build inner and outer trust. And practices that are capable of integrating what you're trying to learn into your everyday life. Because this thing about spirituality, you know, some people have this notion that spirituality is something out there and it's really vast and it's really, really difficult for us to accomplish. But quite frankly, we already have the depth and the wealth of spirituality inside of us because we are spirits. And so the goal really is to get within so that we can touch it. As soon as we can touch it, then we can open up the reservoir and allow it to flow, allow it to rise in our lives. So our practices should be simple. We should simplify our practices so that they can naturally flow into the everyday structure of our lives. So before I leave today, I want to give you some simple 2-minute practices that will help you to be able to get in touch with that inner voice and to stay in touch with it. because we live in a very busy society, and so we have to work on simplifying what we do in a way that will allow us to integrate very quickly what it is that is important to us. Know that silence will take you into the superconscious and the supraconsciousness levels. That's a whole other teaching exercise. We're one-tenth conscious. We live in the one-tenth field, the one-tenth range that we can access very easily. Just below that one-tenth, there is nine-tenths of consciousness. It's called the subconscious. And there's a lot of information stored in there. But beyond that, there's also the supraconscious. And as we grow, it requires our growth, our stability, our getting back into our rhythm, our getting in touch with our inner voice to be able to get all the way into the supraconscious. And that will be the subject of another teaching session. Spending quality time with yourself is absolutely, absolutely critically important. Set aside 15 minutes a day to be with yourself so that you can enjoy the who you are. You could get to know who you are. You can see the way you are linked. You can feel the way that you are linked to the rest of the universe. And that is absolutely important. Learn to think, image, and create in your head. So often, the creative process for many of us begins, when we're outside of the spiritual journey, begins by looking around at what's available in the world and how we can better that, change that, move it to the next level. When we're striving for spirituality, when we're striving to allow the inner voice to guide us, we have got to now think of creativity as coming from the inside out, allowing or opening up the floodgates. So who we are on the inside can come out. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101, and we'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the firsts in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are having a class, a discussion, a dialogue on the power of silence, sound, in finding the inner voice. Did I mention chanting? Chanting is a wonderful, wonderful way in which we can hear. We can hear with the human ear those sounds that take us to divinity. And the more we are exposed to sounds that resonate at the level of divinity, it's the more, of course, we open up the spiritual gate, spiritual gateways within ourselves to be able to hear that inner voice very well. Several years ago, I was traveling on the interstate highway, Interstate Highway 495, on a Saturday morning when the traffic was really quite busy, and I had an accident. My car got hit from behind by a 10-ton truck, and I found myself spinning. The car went completely out of control, and it began to spin, and I counted the spins. I span three times. Car wove its way through traffic, did not hit another car at all. But one of two things happened very spontaneously. I heard that inner voice that said to me, take your hands off the wheel. And I did. Something about the authority of the voice that I took my hands off the wheel. And the second thing that happened is that I am a Christian, I'm of the Christian persuasion, and I sing or chant the Lord's Prayer. I have done that for many, 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 many years, the Lord's Prayer, and the 23rd Psalm. And then I heard every fiber in my being and my body resonating with the 23rd Psalm and the Lord's Prayer. The chanting that I had put in place had, in fact, found its way back out in that moment of crisis. And in that moment of crisis, I could hear the inner voice very, very clearly. And it took me to a place of safety. The car ended up slammed up against the wall in the wrong direction. And when the police arrived, they could not believe that I was in no way injured at all. My windscreen had not been broken. And I was not harmed. There was not a drop of blood shed. There was damage to the car. But I was perfectly safe. And I believe that day that a lot of the work that I had been guided to do, to find that inner voice, to hear that inner voice, and to be in absolute obedience to that inner voice, was probably what saved my life that day. And the notes or the chords that have become very, very important to me in my spiritual journey were the chords and the chords and the notes that naturally sprang into place in the middle of that emergency. Harmonious songs gather in all the various chakras. We have seven chakras, and they are spiritual centers that open. They are located in points in the physical body. If you're not familiar with them, please pick up a book on chakras and familiarize yourself with them. But sound gathers in these centers, and when we take the time to put spiritual and harmonious songs into the chakras, and then when we need it the most, whether it's in the middle of a crisis, whether it's in the middle of our creativity, when we want to be our most creative, whether it's in the middle of an emergency, whether it's in the middle of a joyous, happy moment, these songs, the energy of these songs, coalesce together and take us to the next place of expression, because in our spiritual journey, what we are, in fact, constantly striving to do is to arrive at the next spiritual destination, the next spiritual dimension. And it is with the guidance of our inner voice that we can become very masterful at charting the ship and taking it where it needs to be. Today, I hope I have offered you another perspective. I really hope that I've kept this simple enough so that those of you listening on the outside can follow. Ancient truths, while they may seem very complicated when we read of them, maybe in their scientific version or the way they flow, I have come to believe that it is my job to keep it simple and to bring to you those simple truths that will help you to absorb them and grow from them. So I want to remind you today that you should spend quality time with yourself. Be with yourself. Very important in this journey. Spend time exposing yourself to beautifully well-balanced harmony, music, natural sounds, because these are all indications to your inner voice that you are making yourself ready for the place, for the truth that resides there. Remind yourself that the inner voice that you're reaching out to connect with is very balanced. It has authority. It has a particular tonal quality. And that when you hear it or you experience it, some of us can hear it, some of us can experience it. When you experience it, it brings with it a rootedness in peace. It brings with itself a rootedness in authority. And therefore, it is very different from those voices that we hear inside of us that take us to this place of not being sure, not being clear. If there is no clarity with the voice, then it needs to be discarded, because when you hear that in a voice, you will know it's rooted in peace. Teach yourself how to develop good listening skills. Take yourself to divine places. Turn your attention on the inside. Spend more time engaging the inner landscape of your being, not just your mind. Your mind is a reasoning center. We want to take you deeper into the spirit. And practice. Practice breathing. 2 minutes of breathing every day so that you breathe from the belly rather than from just the chest. Practice spending 2 minutes exploring the inner landscape of your mind so that you can become more attuned to going in than you are to coming out. 2 minutes of stretching and breathing will allow you to open up and to be able to release and let go. Weave spiritual practices into your daily habits, 2 minutes a day, weaving things such as breathing, practicing positive thinking so that your inner voice will know that you are ready to be completely positive. Be aware of the moment. Strive to live in the moment. 2 minutes practice a day of living completely in the moment will help to take you there. May you be blessed on your journey. May you be guided on your journey. Teach to someone what it is that you are learning, because that is the most wonderful way to seed it into your spirit. And until next week, walk gently on the path. For we argued for the right to be born. While we are here, we need to utilize every single moment with peace, joy, and gladness. God bless you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.